talking about the last time you had to humble your kids. An interesting story about this guy, very well off. He's worked his whole life to be well off. Flies first class, you know, him and his wifey first class. He has a daughter. She flies coach with the nanny. This is how much bread this guy got. Got a nanny. And it went viral. The story is viral. How he's like, no, I've earned it. I've earned first class. I don't want my daughter to think she's earned first class. I want her to see daddy and mommy having caviar and wine up front. Now she's going to want that. And she's going to work harder to get that. Kind of crazy, right? Or is it? Because I feel like I've asked the show about 15 minutes ago, do you think this generation of kids are kind of spoiled, a little entitled? And you both said yes right away.
Yeah, I feel like. Because when you go to these restaurants or sometimes customer service with the younger generation, I feel like I'm the problem when I'm ordering. And they're like, what do you want? I'm like, excuse me?
What do you mean you're the problem?
Yeah, do you guys not get, it's called the Gen Z stare. It's like a thing on TikTok where they look at you like, all right, what can I get you versus welcome in? What would you like?
Yes.
Those kinds of things. And yes. I get no one really wants to work those jobs, but you're hired on to do it. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, especially if you're younger. I mean, you're supposed to be working those jobs. That's how you earn the humble pie. Well, I would just ask you, Joey, if you're this guy and you have the ability to fly first class, there's not a lot of first class seats.
Yeah.
So I get why he does it, because you're taking up, and plus it's so expensive. What would you do? I mean, are you really flying in the back seat?
See, that's why I feel like I have to do better, because I feel I would be so empathetic with my kids that I was like, no, I'll fly coach with you guys. I'm not going to be up front and have you. I would be the opposite. So I'm taking notes like, this guy is right. I've worked my butt off 30 years doing this thing. Mm-hmm. Like, why can't I treat myself? And no, you sit in the back with JoJo's 21.
Yeah.
It's like, you sit in the back with Cruz and Gia. You're not flying first class. I'm flying first class.
Is it child neglect if he just let the daughter sit by herself? Because I'm like, he's still kind of entitled with the nanny. I'm like, she's sitting with the nanny. But then I'm like, well, if she takes the nanny away, then I guess that's child neglect.
At that point, you're just being mean because you don't know what's going on behind you. But
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, I appreciate the story. I feel like I got to do better. Okay, 833-730-6377. We ask you to come and call in with your humble story. How do you humble your kids? Or how were you humbled as a kid? Let's talk to Yvette in Phoenix. All right, Yvette, what is your humble story?
Okay, so when I was a freshman in high school, I was a little bit of a mean girl. I'm not going to lie.
Boo.
Okay,
Sienna.
And there was this, I know.
Not a mean girl.
I was.
Not passed, okay.
Yes, I learned my ways because there was this girl at school who had like the same three outfits, and that's like all she wore. And I had been picking on her for that, and my parents found out and they got called into the school. It was like a whole thing, and my parents took away all of my clothes except for three outfits for the rest of the school year.
Wow. Yes.
Oh my
gold
gosh.
Star for your parents. Hell yeah.
I was mortified. I was livid, and like, everybody knew why, and so it was so embarrassing, and I just was like, oh my god, I hated it so much. But honestly, it really did its job. It got me, you know, it set me straight real quick. I wasn't happy about it, but like, now I have two young daughters, and I tell them that story all the time, and I'm like, I'll take away your clothes too.
Wow, yeah.
So, for real.
What a great lesson. Now, parents, if you're dealing with that, and you find out if your kids, because you hear of these stories of the kids that are bullies, and I think it starts at home. This is a great way to punish your kid and maybe warn your kids. If I find out you're bullying somebody because of the clothes they wear or the shoes they wear, you're going to be wearing the same damn thing for the whole school year. Wow, what an amazing job your parents did. This girl you were bullying, what happened after the fact? Is this going to be like a happy ending where you guys became best friends or anything?
I mean, I apologized and she like forgave me, and we were like cordial, but like, she was like, I don't trust you, you know?
Yeah. Fair.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I can't blame her. I wasn't nice. I wouldn't want to have been friends with somebody who wasn't nice to me first too.
Yeah.
So I get it. But there wasn't like a hatred or like any kind of ill will towards us, but like, yeah.
That's what you think.
Yeah, yeah, she didn't have to prove a point. I mean, it is a privilege to get clothes in general.
Yes.
I mean, I remember the back to school shopping days where, you know, the funds were a little bit small, and you just didn't really get a lot of the new stuff. You had a lot of hand-me-downs.
All right, kids, this is the thing. There's things called wants and needs. Mm-hmm. You need to wear clothes, obviously, and shoes to school. You could possibly wear the same clothes every day. You have school clothes and you got play clothes. And I grew up, not a lot of outfits. You had school clothes and play clothes. So people like yourself, Miss Eva, you probably had a lot of wants. You wanted all these different skirts and shirts and stuff. So what they took it away for the school year. Where did all that clothes go? They just packed it away or they gave it away? What did they do with the clothes?
They did make me give some of them away.
Yes.
Like, donate okay. Them.
Yes.
Well, which was really hard. They didn't donate everything because they knew that, like, they were going to have to, you know, end up giving me more clothes and that was going to defeat the purpose. It was, they didn't want me to, like, be like, oh, now I get to go shopping, you know?
Right.
So they made me get rid of, like, some of my favorite things.
But, Mom, I got that scarf from BB.
Yeah, I was going to say, imagine you had to give it to the girl that you bullied.
Oh, that would be good. Tough.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What a great lesson.
That's a great lesson. Well, that'll humble anybody, right?
That would freak me out. If I'm you, I'd probably start a nonprofit on top of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I definitely am a much more generous person than I was then.
Those three outfits, did you, like, burn them after the school year? What'd you do with those three outfits?
I never want to wear anything even remotely close to them.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that story. That's a great story.
Thank you.